You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of stories that are out that we wanted to touch on this morning involving some parents and some things that they're talking about. One of them is a celebrity parent, Mindy Kaling. She's from, she was on The Office, The Mindy Project. She's been in movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin and Wreck-It Ralph. And
you'd know her if you Googled her.
Exactly. I didn't know Mindy is her middle name, and what I didn't know is that she actually was named for the TV show Mork and Mindy.
Oh, really?
That's kind of like her parents were moving from India to the United States, and she said that they wanted a quote cute American name. And since they were fans of Mork and Mindy, they made that her middle name. I thought that's really adorable. Anyway, she's in her early 40s now, and she has a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And she was giving some interview, and she said, and we're just throwing this out here, that parents should think of a completely different gift to give, like, their teenage daughters. Instead of giving them, like, jewelry or a vacation or something, she says parents, as a gift to their teenage daughters, should help them freeze their eggs. Here's her quote. They could do that once.
Okay.
And have all these eggs for them for their futures to focus in their 20s and 30s on career and, yes, love, but to know that when you're emotionally ready and if you don't have a partner, you can still have children.
Who's going to argue against this? I mean,
I
guess.
I threw that out there to Gretch yesterday.
I mean, because just there and ready to rock, I guess, you know?
Yeah, and the reason it came up in our house is because both of Gretchen's daughters have said they're never going to have kids. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, they're 18 and 20, so it's easy
That'll
for
change.
Them to say
yeah,
that
yeah.
now,
yeah.
right? And you don't know what's going to happen or if you're going to change your mind. And what if one of them changes her mind at 40 or 44 or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, would you be open to that? And she goes, sure, I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
Yeah. I mean,
how would you guys feel about doing that with Lila?
It's thoughtful, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I've never thought about this. I've never explored this. But it seems legit, I guess. Right? I'm going back to my first question. What does that cost? And then if you got to keep them on ice for like 30 years, what does that cost? Is there like monthly
storage fees?
A monthly subscription fee? You know?
I don't know.
I mean,
you don't want to keep them in your home freezer, and then you lose power during a blizzard or something, and then
you got to throw them in the igloo with a bag of ice. No, you don't want to do that. There's facilities.
I can't answer these questions because I'm naive about this.
Exactly,
I don't know.
Exactly the same. I have no idea. But on the surface, when you look at it, it seems incredibly thoughtful. I guess you're just kind of looking out because you don't know what the future will hold for your love life. So. There you have it.
I thought it was pretty cool. I just wanted to throw it out there so people could chew on it.
Ponder.
The other story comes from a mommy blog. And Jeremy, you want to chat about this?
Just pulled up this story. Like Dom said, a mommy blog. This post has gone viral after the woman on the blog asked if she should start celebrating her son's birthday in June because his actual birthday is in December. And that's no fun because it's too close to Christmas. He gets lost in the shuffle. A lot of times parents and friends will combine gifts for the holidays. Maybe other kids won't be around, I guess, for birthday parties and stuff because of holiday issues. So she's basically throwing that out there, essentially a, quote, fake birthday in June to invite everybody to. So this little kid has some sort of celebration. She's like, what do people think about that? Is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea?
Well,
it's
not a new idea. We have a lot of people that we know who celebrate what they call their half birthday.
Yeah, but that's just the halfway mark, right?
Yeah, but they do it because they feel gypped. They feel gypped like having the Christmas. We have a friend
thing,
that
right?
has a New Year's Day birthday, and so they celebrate in early July, 6 months later. Because they feel like they're ripped off with their birthday.
I totally get where she's coming from. My birthday is in November. A lot of times it falls on Thanksgiving, so it gets lost in that shuffle every year. But it's also kind of cool because, we always had friends and family around because of the holidays, and it kind of made it feel like my birthday was extended a little bit. If the Thanksgiving was before or after or on it, it made me feel kind of special. Imagine that.
And then, there's not gifts associated with Thanksgiving, so it's not like you lost out now because, there's Christmas, there's gifts.
Right. Now, but my sister's like 4 days after Christmas, so she kind of gets lost in the shuffle, and it always seemed like a hassle because you'd have the excitement and gifts of Christmas, and then it's like everybody had to come back over a few days later and kind of do it all over again. And it made me jealous as the brother because it always felt like she almost had two Christmases. You know, I'd have my pile of presents that I got for Christmas, and she'd almost have like doubled the stack. So it was hard for me being a sibling seeing that, which is silly. Logically, it's silly. It's a birthday. But I'm okay with this. Have fun in the summer. Summer birthdays are more fun anyway. We planned both of our kids to have summer birthdays. We planned it in our pregnancy planning.
Mm-hmm.
We started the, you know, insemination process in October and November, and Reed landed in July, but little Lila was lazy. She was a preemie, or she would have been a summer baby as well.
She was impatient.
She was impatient and lazy. She was lazy, lazy little kid. We were fully on board with the summer birthdays because it's nice out. You can have the friends over. You can have the parties outside. It's a lot cleaner to do that. What do you think?
Well, my entire life, even as a kid, I was just not big on birthdays and birthday parties. And so I might have to recuse myself from this conversation.
I can see that. You're still not.
Because all of the hullabaloo over birthdays, I recognize that it's important to some people, and I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I don't get it. People are like, oh, I'm selling this whole month is my birthday celebration.
I don't get that. It's my birthday month.
Yeah, it's like
somebody the other day came up and was like, it's my birthday week. That's stupid.
Same thing. Like,
that's stupid.
You know, if you got a birthday in December, you're like, so I'm going to celebrate it twice. I'm going to have another birthday in June. I'm like,
well, that's the thing. Do you celebrate it in June and then skip it in December? You probably just don't even acknowledge it. It's just a, hey, happy birthday. There's no cake. There's no family. There's no presents.
I don't see that many people not acknowledging themselves, I'll tell you that.
Look at this as kids, though. This is a kid topic. Kids have birthday parties, and it's a day to make them feel special. That's what I don't get about you. I mean, what's so bad about one day a year having people, mm-hmm. you know, pour their praise upon you and love and get you something, and it's a day to celebrate
that.
You. It's one day a year. You don't feel
But I
good?
Don't need that. I don't walk through life saying, God, people just don't love
no,
me.
No, I don't
enough.
Either, but it's I think like, one day a year it's kind of nice for people to just, you know, acknowledge that you're on the planet.
My friends threw me a big party for the big 5-0, okay? And that was fun, and I had a really good time, and it was but I've never needed another one since then. And I don't know. I don't get it. Now, for kids, let's just direct this at kids.
Yeah.
A woman was talking about her son has a birthday right around Christmas. And she's like, I'm thinking about doing the half birthday celebration and having a big party for him in June. And what do you guys think? And of course, it blew up. It's not a new idea, but at the same time, I guess it's just been refreshed. And it was pretty evenly split, as I recall reading the story. Like, half the people are like, great idea. Mm-hmm. The other half of people are like, stupid idea.
Spoiled brat.
We're going to grab a call. We got a ton of text messages coming in, but Chris has been patiently holding. Chris, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
It's a good day, my friend. Yeah. What do you think about this?
You know what? Growing up, we had 5 birthdays in the month of December. My birthday is the day right there at Christmas time. My mom was pretty cool about it. Here's what she ended up doing. We had one family relative that sat there and tried giving me one present throughout the year. So my mom went to that person and said, you let us know when you want your one present. Do you want it on your birthday or do you want it on Christmas? And that kind of put an end to it.
Dang. Huh. All right. Well, that kind of. All right.
I've got a different. Let me ask a completely different question, Chris. You said you've got 5 kids, all with birthdays around Christmas.
Exactly.
I'm wondering what was going on with your parents around St. Patrick's Day.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What was going on?
Were they just getting ripped on St. Patrick's Day, and the next thing you know, they're expecting
have another one.
You know what? I think the Easter Bunny came a little bit early those times. So it's.
Oh my God! All right, shut up, Chris. All right, Chris. He's used that line like 100 times, probably.
I know he is. Thank you for the call. Yeah, thanks for making us laugh. That's good. Listener Nicole says, "I know you guys are talking more about kids, but my mom's birthday is December 26th. She always hated it. Growing up with five siblings, her birthday was always combined with Christmas. But anyway, she says, my dad threw her a 39 and a half birthday pool party in June. She loved it.
See, that's
it was the
great.
Only time we did something like that. It wasn't an annual thing.
But
so
it was
I guess
nice. It stuck with
her. A one-time acknowledgement,
nah,
I guess.
You can do it every year. Again, the summer birthdays are better. You can have a pool party with all your friends as a kid. That's harder to do in the winter, you know? It is.
Is it, though? I mean, why does a party have to be a pool party to be a party?
We just had one, and it was a blast. Denise says, my son's birthday is December 14th, and my stepdaughter's December 13th, and a week later is Christmas. So we do all the gifts on Christmas. It's a lot to buy. She went on to say that they did decide to celebrate the birthday party separately from Christmas for 1 year, but they stopped because it was so much debt. They went into debt because of so many gifts.
Alex wrote in and said, it's so dumb. It's the participation trophy of birthday celebrations.
Oh, my God. Stop it. It's just a birthday, you guys. My God.